있었는데 뭐 쓰지 던지게 되면 투자라는 건 양도가 두배 수지시 공모진에 좋다가시다. DH에도 담배 치성이 있었는데 그런 게 좀만 쓰였던데 쓰여 마시고.
So there was an appeal to have a highest motivation of bodhicitta to achieve the state of Buddhahood so that you can be of immense benefit to all sentient beings. To this end, please listen and listen to this talk. So whenever we listen to any teaching given by anyone, by any qualified teacher, for example, it's quite crucial if one is a Buddhist to listen to the teaching in order to check one's mind in the mirror of the teaching and to have a cross check between one's mind and the teaching. Of course, it's a different matter if people listen to the teaching out of curiosity to find out what Buddhism has to say about what is real and the implications of understanding reality in their life. Even if one is a committed Buddhist and therefore studies Buddhism by way of listening to teaching, getting teachings, it has to be remembered that it is an ongoing process over a long period of time. By showing and by having short outbursts of enthusiasm and then listen to the teaching, one is not going to be able to understand Buddhist things fully, nor can the person who preaches Buddhism will succeed in doing that. So it all takes a great deal of time.
我记得你那个，我那年吧，在大梦中，你可能七岁吧，你在七岁吧，在开岁吧，是那，你，就几段时间，你叫了几个七岁吧，他就几块当时呢，就现在就几段时间都学习了，对你妈的是，那个三级，就几嘛都能，他对我上嘛就把用掉了，他是那个三级的用的，咱们三级就几段时间，七岁嘛，就是。
If one seeks Buddhism in order to bring some personal benefit and which may have implications for others, then one needs to listen to the teaching in order to make changes, because the word chu is imperative word, imperative verb in Tibetan, which means change or correct or bring about transformation, make changes. So when we make changes, there's no, it's pointless to try to change others, just as it's pointless to try to change things outside. What one needs to change is to change from within.
嗯，但农民农业设计区别，你这个是大刚的各种泥嘛，几个修草的，另外同类几个大满足那里人家，这可能生活的，大农民满足生活的，马来比较近的，农业，这都是几个人在带的。So
why change from without? Why change inside? Why change the mind? and the rationale for change has already been explained in previous discourses, and the rationale is that life within mundane domain or existence is basically fraught with suffering and the causes of suffering, despite fleeting moments of pleasure and good times. Basically, there are underlying problems, and these problems will not go away unless unless negative thoughts or negative emotions responsible for these underlying sufferings are brought to an end.
所以，这些经验和现在的咱们这，许多现在的这些毛病，咱只能读书的，咱就没读书，得去搞那些。So
what part of our mind needs to be changed? There are many parts that need that can be changed. Primarily, the parts that need addressing immediately are parts influenced by desire, hatred or anger, and then finally ignorance about the true state of reality. So, of three poisons of mind, Denzin means ignorance, believing, or ignorance, believing that things exist in and of themselves is the worst. That being the case, many Buddhist treatises have been dedicated to addressing this problem, and the writings of the great Indian master like Nagarjuna, Ayurveda, Chandrakriti, and so on will help understand what ignorance is and how to eradicate it. The great Indian master Nagarjuna, he wrote in one of his most celebrated six works called Collection of Reasonings. The first work or treatise is called Mula Madhyamika. Mula means root. Madhyamika means root treatise on Madhyamaka means middle way. And there are, this work has as many as 24 chapters thereabouts. And each chapter is impregnant with this many subtle lines of reasoning to help eradicate ignorance. But there's one stanza that clearly stands out when he says this, let a new moon pass ever. Let a new moon sebita means the end of exhaustion of karma and delusion, and let a new moon namdele. And then, So anyway, rather than doing line by line translation, the gist of this stanza is the end of exhaustion of karma which arises from Nam Dok means improper processing of a situation, which is called misreading of the misreading of the true nature of a reality that underlies all things that exist. So such improper or inaccurate processing of a situation, which comes from a mental reifying elaboration, which comes from a reifying elaboration that things exist in and of themselves, will cease. That meaning these improper mental engagements or processing of reality will cease within emptiness. Another reading says, will be seized by emptiness. Nagarjuna's disciple, top disciple, called Aryadeva, Araya, Deva, D-E-V-A, Deva, he says, like a body sensation, remember we have five sensory consciousnesses. The fifth one is called tactile or body sensation. And what is called body sensation pervades all other five senses, all other four senses. Likewise, ignorance pervades all negative thoughts. Therefore, all delusions. So the meaning of the stanza is, just as all other senses depend on tactile sense space, which means the body itself, or the put differently, body sense space pervades all other four senses. And therefore, in the next two lines, he says, therefore, by crushing or by overcoming ignorance, you will succeed in overcoming all other negative thoughts. So the point is, if only you succeed in dispelling, eradicating, dimuk means confuse, awareness, a confused mind, all delusions will be overcome. So, Chandrakriti, a prominent disciple of the same master Nagarjuna, Chandrakriti says, Nyumung tanam jikto. Jikto tali chungzor. He says, Nyumung kyunam malu jikto le. All drawbacks of our mind, that is, delusions, arise from what is called the view of transient collection or the view of a transitory collection. So the first line, to elaborate on the first line, Chandrakirti says, all unwholesome actions, for example, stealing, killing, and so on, which arise from unwholesome mental activities, or which means delusions such as desire, hatred, and so on. So these actions and unwholesome thoughts arise from citta. Citta means the view of a transitory recollection. What is the view of transitory recollection? The view of a transitory recollection is ignorance about about oneself.
你没什么问题，大连军文，大连军文，洛阳通知这些，他的，那陈六刚那现在等做，那其他的兄弟，大没办法，都给洛阳通过来噻。
The mind understanding true nature of things will realize that these unwholesome activities and mental processings arise from citta. Citta means that the view of a transitory recollection, which means to consider one's body and mind with a transient phenomena as being an inherently existent self. The next two lines said, so seeing self as the object of engagement of that view of a transitory collection, the yogin, meaning the practitioner or the meditator, will sever self, will put an end to self. What it means, there are two selves. The first self is a conventional self which operates conventionally and which does exist conventionally, whereas the second self is misconceived self, a self believed to exist independent of any factors. And that kind of a misconception about self is eradicated. So the function of ignorance is to conflate or to mix, and then to regard the conventional I or self and misconceived inherently existent self as if they were one, inseparable. And that that leads to desire and so on.
嗯，其实他准备到你吃过长毛的，到你吃了不到你大脚面，那你在南边和，你双方也是一种，你顶着也是个，你吃过长毛的，你完全没正脑瓜的，现在长毛的。So
the difference between the true dark means. Self. The difference between the two selves, first conventional self, second truly existent self. rather self believed to be truly existent, are very hard to delineate, let alone many non-Buddhist schools of thought, or for, you know, in ancient India, for example. Even Buddhist masters, such great scholars of Buddhism as Dhammakriti, Dignad, as well as Bhava Viveka, a philosopher of the Middle Way school, that's a sub-school of the Middle Way. Even they exhibited some degree of difficulty in delineating the true selves.
他其实刚刚刚刚的修行的都讲了几句，他也要嘛，你看他，论这些事情，你人家那么松散，我这边也是有，他有些有几句，他可能嘛，年纪大了，闲了嘛，所以说天天做些开药嘛那些。So
if such great Buddhist scholars and masters of the stature or for the names I've just mentioned exhibited difficulty in delineating the true self, how could a person of myself, my nature, there's no way I could do justice to this. Unless I were to regurgitate what I've learned from my teachers of the works of Nagarjuna, Chandrakirti, and the 15th century Tibetan master Jamgon Lama Tsongkhapa.
So
in order to gain perfect knowledge of the right view, where one is able to delineate the true selves and accept one and reject the other, accept the first I and reject the second I, unless one, in order to gain this, there's no way we can eradicate desire and so on. To do that, Lama Tsongkhapa, the 15th century Tibetan master, who had direct access to the Buddhist deity of wisdom, Manjushri advised him to do three things. First of all, Choksa means engage in wholesome actions, for example, the seven sublime actions, to gather merits and to clear mind of obstructed, unwholesome thoughts. Secondly, to firmly entreat guru and meditational deities, seeing them as inseparable entities. Thirdly, then of course, Mignam Kyok means meditate on lines of reasoning establishing the emptiness of the second kind of self, and how, you know, then the mind actually experiences the utter absence of a misconceived independent self. When doing this, when doing meditation or reflection on emptiness, one needs to do it properly by maintaining seven meditation postures of a, Buddha called Vairochana, V-A-I-R-O-C-A-N-A, China. C-A is in a cha, Vairochana. And then go through lines of reasoning, while at the same time, you know, praying and asking Guru and deities to help you gain right insight into it. So in doing meditation on emptiness, there are four things to do. The first thing is called ascertaining. The object, we call it object of negation, or shall we say, for reasons of ease, negatee. Okay, identifying. Is it right to say negatee? No? Attentee, employee, negatee.
More people the other ones, aren't they?
Well, allowed to be creative. Okay. Identifying the object of negation.
다음에 맞은 동작 간격상 단 나지 소수로 해제라 나 연별로 되라 나 동작 간격이 있다 따야 되다 맞은 동작으로 진주 제안했어.
So in identifying object of negation, what you have to do is, how does I experience to your innate mind, to your uncritical innate mind? When I, you know, anytime when you say I, then how does it appear to Lord Henki means innate mind? So, in identifying what, or rather how I appears to your innate mind, first of all, you need to free the mind of other namdok means ideas, or the, you need to free the mind of the ticket of different ideas, and then rest the mind in a state of ease, while at the same time it is quite attentive. So this process needs to be preceded by introspection, a sense of introspection, where the introspection says, I really want to see how I appears to my mind. So there is a police thought of introspection. Thought police, should say. So there could be many ways of many ways how I appears to the mind, but primarily they are said to be five.
So
children is a dinna yomane shi.
Ta shiro de yo ta so so ngani lo zo lo so no kaung ro.
Na re.
Ti shiro ne no yo wa ta bi ji ne. Yo wa ta bi ta so so no wa ta shiro chi yo ta.
So there are five ways. The first one is as you know as you let the mind in a state of ease, yet attentive, without any distracting thoughts, then the first appearance is I appears as if it is outside, like the shadow of a body that you could see. The second appearance of I is I appears as if it is there within the five skandhas. I appears as if it is to be found within the five skandhas. Five skandhas are physiopsychological aggregates. The third mode of appearance is I appears as if it were a central axis of the body, the pole of the body. In a central axis like a pole. So, the fourth mode of appearance of I is appearance of your aggregates in place of I. So the fifth So the fifth mode for appearance is as you probe into the ontological status of I, that is, you know, what is I like, then there is, the appearance is a state of a vacuity, the state of a vacuity rather than an object of the object of negation appearing concretely. So there is a kind of a fading of fading away of I, and therefore what is in place, there is a state of vacuity or vacuum. So you get the first mode of appearance, a shadow like descent of a shadow like appearance. It happens because as you sit with the proper posture, in a state of ease and your eyes are closed, trying to concentrate on how or what I is like. Because you have closed your eye, and the closure of the eyelids, as it were, then causes a movement of a shadow like a darkness. So that is deemed to be I. So when this kind of a ghostly kind of a, you know, movement of a black shadow appears as you probe into the nature of I, then a lot of people in the past are said to have experienced great deal of scares, fright, and you got scared. And this this fear and degree of scare happens if one didn't have a good stockpile of merit to support this all important analysis of I.
这个他们就，可是那些人家感觉没落用过，哎，你那样，那对那叔叔叫我写到马来文章，你什么用嘛？这个不是老很久了，我也不落用过，是吧？用过，对，那叔叔没办法，你得到马来文章，你什么用嘛？So,
at that time, there does appear to the innate mind an appearance of I, but it's a mistaken appearance of I because there was a mistake in one's approach. So the second mode of appearance of I, you know, is called Hauptmann's, like a sudden appearance from within one's aggregates. Appearance, a sudden appearance. Sudden appearance from within aggregate of I happens because the thought police of introspection, which programmed oneself that you wanted to find out where I is, the strength of the thought police of introspection is had to been a bit too strong. So that is the reason when looking for I, you think, oh, I could be found all of a sudden within one's aggregates. So the second one happens because of the force of introspection was a bit too strong. The third mode of appearance of I, as if like the central axis or like a central pole running, you know, one's aggregates or one's body happens because attention to seeking or finding I is said to have been again too strong.
So
대신에 대행교수는 그래서 시바드라고 품부 답은 나와디
품부 답은 너한테
나온
나고 이제 별로 지어로
나래
지금 대신 지금 너 돈부 품부 답만 좀 내는 지금 내가 그러고
나래
대신 너 품부 지금 너 뒤끼지 지시는 뒤끼지 지금 먼저 대신 시어 있다 네 시반 유반 이 위치는 다니 먼저 대신 품부 넘어 다 용 거 같았어 품부 넘어 용
거 뭐 남겨 용 말했죠 봐
용 말했어 다 뒤에 품부 넘어 뭐지 용아 따부대 만들듯이 해도 다 품목으로 만들듯이 전시 품목을 넣어야죠.
나래.
어떻게 제출해?
만들 행기 전기기 품목으로.
당연히 그저 먼저 쓰이는 단지를 하는 거.
나.
소소 쓰는 차를 때는 소소 품목을 넣는 소소 차로.
나래.
대도는 나가냐 불러니 대판 제대로서 나 이제 차려.
나래.
진제요 말해서 가서는 동보소도 품은 뭐지 차니 뒤지에 고자 나도 거의 차거나.
나래.
진짜 다 듣는 거 품은 나 차려야 돼. 어떻게 수시면 말해서.
근데 저 지세 본부는 뒤지에 나 뒤에 찍어라.
때문 때문에.
알아.
자, 치지 당도 고자 당도 지셨어요.
나래. 뒤에로 와.
다 뒤에 품부도 뭐 넣어야 되셔.
나.
대지는 나도 물로 샤이 샤그로와
나래
당연히 대지 지든 저와다 와
나음
뭐 그래서 시바생이 된 주판이야 와
나래
뒤고 뭐지 와래서
so the fourth way of appearance of I is I appears like one's aggregates so what that means is When you think of yourself, the first thing that appears to your mind, to your innate mind, is your aggregate of a body and mind. Or when you see somebody else, when you think of somebody else, when you see somebody else, it is the aggregate of a body and mind that comes to the that appears to the innate mind, and it is this. This appearance of aggregate to the mind leads to the aggregate like appearance of I, aggregate like appearance of I to the innate mind. Why? Because the time gap, the time lag between the first appearance of an aggregate and then mind's response to the appearance of aggregate, believing it to be the I, is the time gap is so minuscule, or the rapidity or the speed with which a mind processes things is so fast, so the speed then collapses the difference between aggregate and I, and almost thinking that the aggregates are like I. So a state of the fifth mode of appearance is a state of a vacuity. A vacuity appearance of I appears when while checking what I is like, then what happens is the first moment of innate I has ceased, and the second moment of innate I hasn't risen. So there's a gap. And it was the gap between the first and between a moment X and a moment Y, when your mind trying to see what I is like, happen to focus on the gap. So all these five modes of appearance of I to the innate mind is a wrong appearance. In that, these will not help one identify the object of negation. So all these five ways of appearance of I is wrong. And what is the right way when I appears to the mind? Let's say you are on the fifth floor, and somehow, for whatever reason, you're about to fall off, you know, you fall down. So when you think, when you're about to fall down, how does I appear at that time? So at that time, the way I appears in extreme situations is the right way. So when you are about to fall off, the fifth floor, then the way I appears to your mind is I'm about to fall off, and then that I appears almost in and of itself. And an analogy given for that is, let's say it is you're groping in the dark, and you have you touch something. When you touch something, then you think to yourself, there is something, as if the object was there in and of itself. At that time, while groping in the dark, when the hand falls on an object, you never think to yourself, the object is nothing but labeled by mind or designating consciousnesses. At that time, you think to yourself, there is something, as if it was there in and of itself.
嗯，他这六个那个男子那些的，我的天天弄个样子，弄完的情绪状态，落地那天天男子那些都挺样的，那样的。
Since I appears to exist in and of the itself in such extreme moment, then the mind engaged in finding what is I like gets merged with the critical mind analyzing what I is like, then gets conflated or becomes almost one with the perceived I falling down or whatever.
完成这些了，我天天东西也不，你别落地，天天情绪也不落地，一路用光了。那是了。完成这些了，我天天东西也不，情绪也不落地，一路用光了。那是。那完成这些都挺样的用光。那。完成这些，你弄个东西说是，你别落地了。那。天天情绪也不落地，一路用光了。So,
that's the mind which ascertains, the mind which correctly ascertains how I appears to the critical mind comes after the first. In the first moment, I, which appears to innate grasping of I and the critical mind analyzing, became one. But in a moment later, then you know it dawns on the critical mind. But indeed, this is how I appears to the innate mind grasping a true existence of I. So that happens subsequently. At that point, when that is in, at that at the second point, when how I appears to the innate mind grasping at I, then at that point, because you have because the critical mind has succeeded in identifying or in ascertaining what I is like, how I appears to the innate mind, then you need to hold that appearance of I as if it were a really important, precious thing, and it becomes in the object of your research, as it were. If it, how does it exist? I know what it is like there. Now let me have a look, careful look at it. So now, Nanzin Lingi, the innate mind grasping at I, okay, has an object, and the object of the innate mind grasping at I is an existent one, is existent I. And what is that existent I? That existent I is the conventional, the relative I. But the determined I, determined not in the sense of a courageous, but the conceived, the believed I, misbelieved, or the misconceived I, believing it to be inherent existence, is the object of negation. It is that one that we need to understand, that short of being imagined, it doesn't exist at all. And therefore, it's really hard to draw a distinction between conventional I, which merges with the misconceived I. So, if we are not able to clearly identify the object of negation, that is I, that doesn't exist but believed wrongly to exist, then we will the mind will fall victim pitilessly, as it were, to the crowd of negative thoughts like desire, hatred, and so on, and with that actions will be performed. Once actions are performed, potent causes are set in motion to give giving rise to effects, and as a result, then nothing but the status quo of a cyclic existence continues.
这个当天呢，他们搞这个比赛的，他那，哦，他连上个羊嘛，那才搞了考的，像我同班的那种呢，趁趁都那么，人家搞的，那搞这个基本上没专业是推算机，那逻辑啊，这是。This
is called gakja, gakja ngebe ne. There are four points when you analyze, when you investigate what I is like, and establish emptiness of a misconceived I. And so this is called gakja ngebe ne, the point of the first point, the critical point of ascertaining what is it that is negated, and emptiness of which is correctly established. It is so hard to precisely pinpoint for one's mind what exactly that object of negation is like. So hard that great meditators of the past, some of them are said to have spent 12 years meditating just on this very point.
其实他肯定说呢，大部分人他实在没听到，古早没把大部分叫那罗大些呢，那农业生产过来，那他到底搞些的也把大部分人呢，他都没忘记，也没培养过，对那个，那老早都退休了。And
the reason why they spent as many as 12 years is the critical point that one has to be precise in identifying identifying the object of negation. While analyzing how I exist, and when establishing emptiness or the absence of an inherent I, one believes at the same time that I doesn't exist at all, then one falls into this danger of falling into abyss of nihilism, and one will develop distorted view that nothing exists at all, and that will become as it a guiding principle of recklessness. Whereas while examining what I is like, if the nominal I, if the conventional nominal I is believed to be inherently existent I, if the nominal conventional I is conflated with the object of a negation and believing that I exist, and therefore one engages in reifying elaboration, one engages in a reifying process, thinking that I exist in of itself, and taking that as a justification for self-cherishing thought, due to which desire, hatred, ignorance, and then which will perpetuate the vicious cycle. So one has to be so precise in it.
他那什么，那那也不算，他也没学那些，他那个，他那个老是搞对嘛，他学了。So
I will talk about that remaining three points next time. So let me now go back into the Lamrim section briefly.
嗯，其实他都根据我这定的话，那出售这个问题，出售别的，以及多点的，他多点的，那你也老多些，要的是。
So as I've just mentioned, it is highly recommended and in fact required that we gather, we engage in, or rather we gather merits and clear our mind of obstruction, unwholesome thoughts. And for that, nothing is as effective as the practice of the seven sublimes. So now the fourth sublime practice is rejoicing. Rejoicing in one and others' goodness. It is explained by the past meditators that rejoicing, while it may look easy, it is never to be overlooked. It is extremely effective, particularly for people who cannot put a lot of effort into practice themselves in a physical or mental way. By simply rejoicing in the good deeds of others, one stands to gain great amount of merit. That's why Jamkun Lama Tsongkhapa says a method which gathers Lapchin Tsop means a massive merit with a little effort is rejoice for appreciation. So it is also mentioned in the scriptures that if you rejoice in the spiritual wealth, that is good action, good deeds, or for somebody who has a higher spiritual realization than yourself, then the pure rejoice and admiration in their good deeds will help one gather half the amount of their merit. When you rejoice in the merit of someone equal to oneself, one gathers 100% in the merit that they have gathered. If one rejoices in the good deeds of somebody with a lower spiritual wealth or realization than self, one stands to gather twice the amount of a merit. So, suppose you were to rejoice in the practice, in the deeds of a bodhisattva on the first ground. A bodhisattva on the first ground is an Arya being bodhisattva, and therefore they gather massive amount of merit dynamically through wisdom and compassion. So much merit that the merit you receive by your rejoicing in their good deed would be so difficult otherwise for one to gather, should one have to gather merit by oneself. So traditionally speaking, you can rejoice in the you can rejoice your own good deeds as well as in others.
So
So when you rejoice in your own good deeds, you could rejoice in your good deeds that you have done in the past. How would you know when the past is already gone? How would you know that you have been good in terms of gathering merits in the past? You can deduce that from inference, using the law of inference or the principle of inference. Then it is deduced that based on these, it has to be that I have gathered great deal of merit in the past, or I performed great deal of action, good deeds in the past, and feel good about that. So that is rejoicing in your deeds of the past. And you could rejoice in your present deeds. And that is an empirical, using the force of empirical observation of your own good deeds you have done in this life. If you rejoice in that, rejoicing will increase the amount of a merit. So how do we know, or rather what inference can we use that we have performed good deeds? And you can use your life, or your precious human life, as the basis. And precious human life are based, according to karmic description of the karma, law of causation, the precious human life arises not causelessly, important causes precede it. And precious human life comes as a result of having observed ethics in the past, having practiced generosity in the past, and then considering that you have been reborn a human with a precious human life, considering that you have met with the teaching of the Buddha, considering that you have met with the Mahayana teaching, considering that you have met with the teaching of Jamkun Lama Tsongkhapa, for example, it has to be that these good fortunes must have preceded positive actions, and then one concludes one has performed good deeds. So the causes of such a good effect, wholesome effect as this precious human life and meeting with the teaching, the causes are really hard to come by unless one's previous self has worked so hard to put these together. These would not have come easily, and therefore one congratulates one's past to have done well. While on the one hand one may feel congratulatory about oneself, at the same time it's a very it is a very somber task that falls on one's shoulder. There is a great task that has befallen one. And the great task is, you have now, you're enjoying a legacy, a a rich legacy in the form of these many fortunes of being reborn a human and meeting with the teaching and so on. So you are enjoying the great legacy of your past lives. Your past selves, not one time, on a number of occasions, have worked so hard to give you this legacy, a heritage. And it's now up to this present self to ensure that it is passed on well for the future self. And if one were not to do the right thing, were to waste this, then one would have been irresponsible.
이 일은 파신주도 지상을 통해 파신수지 추중에서 당한 자랑 차수 되죠. 그래서 다들 소소는 인터넷 통해 있나? 이미 인터넷 빼라고 하는 것. It will be
a great, incredibly irreplaceable loss, because your once our past self has, as I've just put before, given us such a legacy. A legacy, if you use well, you can easily attain Buddhahood. So they have given us something which can help us attain a Buddhahood. And they have almost put us on the threshold of a Buddhahood. And should one use it well, it would be possible to enter the domain of a Buddhahood. However, if one were not to take advantage of that, then one really would have been so ungrateful for your hard-working past selves. So rejoicing in the good deeds of your present self, using empirical observation of what you have done in this life, is quite simple. And you can recollect, you know, and then reflect on your practices in this life, ranging from all kinds of practices, for example, in the practice of listening to Lamrim teaching, reflecting on Lamrim teaching, and so on.
그게
when you rejoice in other people's merit, you can rejoice in the merits of five categories of people, of five categories of others.
네, 산제제, 전제 삼제제, 네, 라참바제, 네, 로바제, 네, 네, 로마시 고속, 고속 안에서 제 등에 다 고속 같은 데 놓고.
So when you rejoice in others' fruit of a merit, or when you rejoice in others' merit, there are five people. There you could rejoice in the merit of Buddhas, first category, in the merit of Bodhisattvas, second, in the merit of Arahats or foe destroyers, you know, foe destroyers, those who have attained nirvana, not complete Buddhahood, nevertheless in a state of, you know, enduring bliss. And fourth, you can rejoice in the merit of path trainees. That means trainees, Buddhist trainees, who are actually on one of the five paths. Lastly, you can rejoice in the good of others who are not on any of the paths. So when you rejoice in your merit, then it really augments, or it really multiplies the merit you have gathered in the past. When you rejoice in the merit of these five categories of beings, you accumulate new merit from these sources.
Mm-hmm.
So I will stop here, but I appeal to one and all, you know, please listen and take something with you, so that you can reflect on, and something that can help you in difficult times. Otherwise, if you listen to the teaching, like, you know, you are watching television, then, you know, when you watch a television, when the program comes and ends, you turn it off and you don't have to be, you don't need to remember anything unless you really want to. In the same way, please don't turn your mind off. As soon as you leave you know, the center, take something with you and take something to build upon.
Yeah.
Any questions? Yes.
When we try to grasp the mind, which has been described earlier, is that always associated?
When you grasp the mind.
Yeah, is it always associated with the fear of death? Because Mudroshi said, Geshe-la said, like when you fall off a high building.
Yeah.
So obviously when we fall off a high building in an extreme situation, we would be scared to death.
Yeah.
So is there always a scare of death or fright for death associated with initially grasping that eye?
Okay. Geshe-la, do you see that the Gajong Mujik observer? Energy gave Kajong, Kajeta, Rana, Nang to the Kasur Pena, Kamba Tosa, Naban, Masagalamarawa. Did you energy gave Lord Hengila? And Kajan Nati, Chiki, Kajan Nati, Rangan Jubu, Nango, Reserva, and Rangan Jubu, now that was out, Saroju, the Shana Shiviki war, Reserva. Shana Kia, Kumze Kayasena, Masa. My siphon, the mask, as well as the Shenaki with Kumjiti, the mask and Shigor, Chida la Jigme, Shenaki or so dear person. So the sense of fright comes subsequent to the first moment. When you think you're going to fall off, when you think you're going to fall off, in that very first moment, what you need to think is, who is falling off? Is it my body falling off, or am I falling off? And if you think when you think that my body is falling off, then you have drawn distinction between my and the body. And when you think I am falling off, then you have a collapse I with the collapse I into the body, or body into the I. So the point when you're about to experience, when you're about to undergo such an experience, the analysis is, who is falling down? Is it the body or I? And a sense of fright then comes subsequently. So when this is about to happen, you don't think my body is falling. You say I am falling.
And
although when what actually falls is the body, but you never, you say to your mind, you never say, don't worry, it's in my body falling, not me. You never say that. You say, I am falling down. At that point, you know, the object of negation and kind of an I that exists in and of itself, even independent of the body, you know, has appeared to you. And then you need to hold that I, you know, like a very precious object of, you know, observation. And then what exactly is that I like, which thinks is falling down, when in fact body is falling down, although it doesn't say my body is falling down.
This is the one on page 7 of the yellow book, and 15, I think, of the blue. May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all those who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other.